Haley Show and Author's Corner. And I'm excited to welcome the host of Author's Corner, Frank Fiore. Frank, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
Yep, this is very interesting. I'd like to find out more about his book and his subject matter.
So our guest is Rob Guthrow. Rob, thanks for stopping by, and tell us a little bit about your background, and we'll get in your book.
Hi, Neil. Thank you all for having me. my background is actually scientific. I'm actually a scientist in my day job, a meteorologist. But when I was a kid, I found out that I had a gift, which was communicating with people who passed away. not something I expected, but it did. It does run in my family, as it turns out. As I grew older, I learned to use that gift to help bring comfort to people. And I've actually learned how to communicate with pets who passed because of a tragedy in my own life when I lost a puppy.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So going from that background to this, and do you still do your background? You do both?
I do both. Yeah. I'm still a meteorologist in my day job. And
where are you a meteorologist?
Well, I can't tell you. But I work for a government organization.
Oh, you're not a meteorologist on TV. I thought, okay. So
I have a face for radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But as a scientist, it's important for me to prove things that I get. So I use science as a basis to explain what happens after we die and what happens in the next part of life.
Okay. Go ahead, Frank, for a question.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was distracted here. But what is your, for your book, what is the special identity of your book that separates you from the others in your profession?
Well, I'm a scientist, and that's what makes a difference. I use science to explain how the paranormal works, what happens after we die, how they communicate, and why there are two different there's a choice after we die. Either we stay here, earthbound, what I call a ghost, or we cross over into the light, and that's what I call a spirit. And ghosts are only limited to communicating with people who are earthbound in the location they choose. But spirits can communicate with us anywhere we are in the world.
Okay, good.
Oh, wow. Okay, so give us some examples in your book that how you've had that paranormal activity of communicating with animals and people.
Sure. So a lot of it is really telepathic because energy, thoughts are energy, the little electrical impulses that can be measured. Voice is energy. Sound is energy. And because ghosts and spirits are energy, they can tune into those things. So often I will get messages telepathically. I don't have to hear them audibly or see anything. Specifically, because it takes a lot of energy for an entity to show up or make a noise. For instance, they draw on physical energies and emotional energies like heat, light, water, and electricity, or they draw on emotional energies. Earthbound ghosts use fear, anxiety, depression, and anger to strengthen, to get strong enough to communicate. While spirits use love, faith, and hope. So your grandparents, for instance, who may have passed, would be drawn to you to give you messages based on the love you shared with them.
Oh, wow. They're very, very interesting. So we're all energy. Isn't that true?
In we are. Way.
And we're all stardust, right? We're all really stardust.
That's right. We are. And as energy, we have a law in science called the law of conservation of energy, which states that energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be transformed. So if you think of our bodies with cells splitting, if you think of blood pumping and so forth, that energy has to go somewhere after we die. And it couples with our memories and our personality and the knowledge that we have of this life. And that's when we make a choice. We split to either stay earthbound as a ghost, which is not recommended, or we cross over as a spirit.
Can we communicate with an animal that's passed away with a picture or an article that of something to be able to communicate with them?
Yeah, so that's a good point. So that's actually how I do pet readings on weekends. And I just need their picture and their name and any questions that a person may have, and then I'm able to communicate with them. And I've been able to do that and get unique messages. And that's what my books are filled with. They're filled with readings that I've done that have been confirmed by the pet parents. So for instance, I did a reading for a cat named Buddy, and this cat was telling me about a word that I never heard before in the English language, M-A-L-A. Didn't know what it meant. I know mal means bad in Spanish, but that wasn't it. So when I wrote Buddy's mom, she confirmed that there are only two living beings that know that word associated with her and her cat. She said that every morning she would let her cat into her bedroom. She would do a meditation with her cat, and the name of the meditation is the Mala Meditation.
You have a lot of animals on your book covers. There are slides. What is the importance of those?
Yeah, so these are some of the covers of my books. I have 11 books. I have three series of books. One series is Pets in the Afterlife. They teach you how pets communicate from the other side. Another series is called Ghosts on a Medium's Vacation. Whenever I go on vacation, I wind up communicating with earthbound ghosts who are in the places I go, like England, Ireland, and Tombstone, Arizona. And then the other series of books is Ghosts versus Spirits, earthbound ghosts that I've encountered on paranormal investigations, or spirits, like my own dad, who came and proved to me and my family that he was at his own wake and his own funeral.
Wow. Have you gone on those paranormal TV shows yet? Try to reach out to try to be part of those, especially when they visit different places that could they say are haunted and stuff like that. Some of the popular ones on Discovery.
Yeah, no, I've not been on a TV show. Again, I said I have a face for radio. I look better on the radio. So I'll stay with that.
Got it. Okay. Good, Frank.
Yeah, I think his ideas are great. And I was focused on the animals, because I know what animals can really do for your spirit. And they could, you know, hurt it a lot when they die. But people that don't have pets, anything like that, I think they're missing out on the message that he has.
Oh, definitely, for sure. And so you stay pretty busy with your weekend job doing this?
My hobby, yeah. My hobby has actually become almost a full-time job in itself, because the other thing I do, I believe in helping animal rescues. I'm also a rescue volunteer. I've been doing that for about 15 years, also in my spare time. So I go to animal rescues and I give lectures on how pets communicate from the other side as fundraisers for the animal rescue. And they take all the proceeds from the attendees.
That's great. Where's the best place people can find information on you and learn more about you? Where can they go?
People can go to robgutrow.com, or if you can't remember my last name, just go to petspirits.com. Or you can find all my books on Amazon. They're in paperback, ebook, and audiobook now.
Awesome. We appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by. Great conversation.
Good
Thank
luck.
You so much.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show and also Author's Corner, and we'll be back in just a moment.